To the moon, in the race to the moon. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, you sure have started something. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, don't you know you got my heart a-thumping? Oh, Mr. Spaceman, I want to be a spaceman too. No, sir, it's a pime a pime a pime a pime. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, don't you know you got my heart a-thumping? Oh, Mr. Spaceman, I'm not really very far behind with an A, A, with an A. You sure have started something, oh, Mr. Spaceman. Certainly got my heart a-thumping. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, I want to be a spaceman too. Yodel-day, 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 yodel-day. Sir, son, it's Pepper Map, 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 Map 2. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, certainly got my heart a-thumping. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, I'm not really very far behind.
How do we end?
Like this.
Gee, Captain Man.
Just as sure as there's you and me, they got to be out there somewhere, somewhere. Are we so naive as to believe we're the only creatures in the galaxy, or worse, in the universe? We take for granted that this planet is the only globe where life wasn't planted. But my friend, you better think again. Just as sure as there's you and me, they got to be out there somewhere, somewhere. too disguised. As fast as light, hover in the night. Will they be friendly or must we fight? Can we compete? Are we too weak? They're out there, just as sure as there's you and me. They got to be out there somewhere, somewhere. But don't you worry, never fear, they're not really out there, they're here.
To your president, we bear tidings from the moon. At the rate our people breed, we've too many mouths to feed. We may be among you soon. Take us to your president. We've a growing rate of birth. We just sit around and moon, 'cause there's no more room to swoon by the light of yonder earth. So send us surplus potatoes, some meat and tomatoes. Just help us however you please. If we can't persuade you, we'll have to invade you. How long can we live on green cheese? Now you know why we are here, and the reason we've been sent. After all, we've got a right. We're your oldest satellite. Take us to your president. So send us salmon and tuna to feed those on Luna. Our problem needs solving, but soon. Just can't absorb it. We're out of our orbit. We speak for the man in the moon. Now you know why we are here, and the reason we've been sent. After all, we've got a right. We're your oldest satellite. Take us to your president.
Is very strange to me. The way they talk, the way they walk, is silly as can be. They do not do like me and you, but they don't give a whit.
They've won their fame and much acclaim by just the opposite.
Well, just last night the moon was bright, so I got out of bed. And then a face from outer space down at me and said,
Bingo, you'll wear no wheat.
Bingo, you'll wear no wheat.
Do you think wheat ever see wheat?
Do you think wheat ever see wheat?
Earthy, poopy, pooper, not wheat.
Earthy, poopy, pooper, not wheat.
Boy, you then hit more a wheat.
Boy, you then hit more a wheat.
was jabbering about.
Then after a while, I saw him smile. I knew I found the key. For every word that I had heard
was in reverse, see you.
You see?
So now I'm wise, it's no surprise that backwards I should get. And every line just turns out fine when we sing this duet.
oceans are stars that form animals, Leo and Capricorn too. Star bright, starlight, make this wish come true tonight. If Mars had life on it, I might find my wife on it, Venus, the goddess of love, and thank all the stars above. Mercury's close to the sun. You'll see it when day is done. Solar system brings us wisdom.
Long neck, baby. Yeah. Strapped in for the countdown. 3, 2, 1, blast off and we out now. Got the fuel tank totally full. We gotta make it past Earth's gravitational pull. We use jet propulsion till we're in the clear. First we gotta pass through that troposphere. Now the stratosphere, then the mesosphere, then the thermosphere. Hit the gas, now we out of here. I think I see a satellite. Use a scientific method cause I gotta get my data right. Look out the window when I make an observation. I can see the International Space Station. I see asteroids and I see stars. And the very first planet that I see is Mars. And when it comes to moons, the Earth only has one. But Jupiter has a ton, at least 67.
Out here in outer space, it's a really exciting place. I think I see a supernova on Mars and we're rolling like the rover. Everything is so celestial. Make friends with an extraterrestrial. Out here in outer space.
Long neck, baby.
Out here in outer space.
I'm looking for the next planet and I think I found it. It's called Saturn and it's got rings around it. One of its moons has water and ice. It could even have microbiological life. It's called Enceladus. And there's other moons too. Being in space is a lot better than a zero. Low gravity every day. Only problem I have is keeping my microphone from floating away. Ha-ha, I'm a giraffe sucker, not a hippopotamus. I came here to test my hypothesis. I passed Pluto, now I'm in the deep space. It really is a neat place to do science. I'm looking for a wormhole. My spaceship starts to lose control. I guess I found what I was trying to find. So I'll sit back and enjoy the ride. Ha-ha.
Out here in outer space, it's a really exciting place. I think I see a supernova on Mars and we're rolling in the rover. Everything is a celestial. Make friends with an extraterrestrial. Out here in outer space. Out here in outer space.
Planets, 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 everywhere you look, everywhere you go. 100 million, high and low, well, galaxies will tell you so. Ooh, I feel so weightless. On some there is no gravity, well, that's the place for you and me. We could moon hop all around with an elephant to hold us down. These craters are the living end. Planets, 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 everywhere you look, everywhere you go. Expanding fast but moving slow, relativity will tell you so. It's a real gas, man. On Song, there isn't any air, no oxygen anywhere. We could let steam off every night and fill up the atmosphere just right. Check your pressure suit. Here we go. Some there isn't any life, no one around to steal your wife. What a spot for us to be and raise a stellar family. Planets, 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 everywhere you look, everywhere you go. Planets, planets, how do I know? Well, a telescope will tell you so. A telescope will tell you so. Jupiter, Venus, Mercury, Pluto, Saturn, Neptune, Mars, planets.
Greetings. This is Whimsical Will for the Dr. Demento Show in the desert where radio history is being made. Halley's Comet has made a brief rest stop on the sand before me and has granted us an interview. Mr. Comet, I hear you're flying closer and are planning some pretty spectacular sights. Any clue as to when we might expect to see you the brightest? Now, where are you appearing? All kinds of people spend lots of time watching for you. Well, what do you suggest people do while waiting to see you? Oh, Mr. Comet, we've rigged up a phone line so our listeners can speak with you. Hello, caller. Have you a comment for Mr. Comet? Yes, we realize that, sir. Mr. Comet, when you flew by for us earlier, you made a curious sound. Could you repeat that for our listeners? We have a caller here who thinks she may have seen you, but isn't sure. Your question, ma'am. How will I know? Mr. Comet, what? Mr. Comet, are you okay? Yeah. When is the best time to see you? Well, of course, we can't see you when the sun is shining. Hallie, I think of you as kind of like a traveling star. Now, how would you describe yourself? Well, how has this... Yes, how has this stardom affected you? Mr. Comet? Mr. Comet? Hallie! One more caller, a man who has actually seen you, Mr. Comet. Hello, what did you say when you saw Hallie? Thank God. Well, you were pretty excited then, huh? Well, Hallie, I know you must be going. You got a schedule to keep. Thanks so much for the interview. I gotta shake your hand. It's been an honor. Wait, wait, Mr. Comet! Mr. Comet! Let go of my hand! Mr. Comet!
What they sing about on Mars, we don't know yet, but soon we may. When we can ride in rocket cars to visit Mars someday. What they sing about on Mars, perhaps we're guessing in advance. No doubt they sing of spring and stars and tender gay romance. Let's prepare with great precision, then perhaps if we just try, we'll pick up television from across the sky. When they play those Mars guitars, the tunes will all be bright and new. And what they sing about on Mars, we'll soon be singing too. About on Mars, we don't know yet, but soon we may. When we can ride a rocket car to visit Mars someday. for what they sing about on Mars. Perhaps we're guessing in advance. No doubt they sing of spring and stars and tender gay romance. Let's prepare with great precision. Then perhaps if we just try, we'll pick up television from across the sky. For when they play those Mars guitars, the tunes will all be bright and new. And what they sing about on Mars, we'll soon be singing too.
Spent the last 10 years in a spacesuit. I never had no time for a wife and family. Although I've seen more of this universe than most men will, there's just one place that's always home, sweet home to me. I wanna go back to my duplex in the red sand, and I want to hold my Martian baby tight. My old friends Deimos and Phobos are gonna chase these blues away as they go rolling through the cold Martian night. I never could get steamed up over Venus, and the green hills of Earth, they just get old. You can have the moons of Jupiter and Saturn's mighty rings. The outer planets only leave me sort of cold. I wanna go back to my duplex in the red sand, and I want to hold my Martian baby tight. My old friends Deimos and Phobos are gonna chase these blues away as they go rolling. I want to go back to my duplex in the red sand, and I want to hold my Martian baby tight. My old friends Deimos and Phobos are gonna chase these blues away as they go rolling through the cold Martian night. As they go rolling through the cold Martian night.
At least 5 miles a second, or it'll never stay up. Some of them can go around the Earth in only an hour and a half.
Beep, 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 around the Earth it goes. Beep, 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 and that's how science grows.
4, 3, 2, One.
Let's take a trip on the first spaceship. Blast off time is soon. We'll wine and dine on the rocket line on a journey to the moon. We can be the first, the very first, if we get started soon. To check on Ivan's story, a Sputnik hit the moon. We'll ask Mr. Mars and other little stars along the Milky Way. Can they remember the day in September when Ivan Sputnik came their way? Please, Mr. Moon Man, who lives up there, tell us, is there room for anyone else to visit you since Sputnik hit the moon?
Watching in a trance, but cruise certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, send me up a drink. Joke's major turn. The count goes on. Beneath the ship, the world is mourning. They don't realize
Want to get away? Well, let's do it. Let's get out of here. We're already gone, by the way. You've been on the boat for over half an hour, and we're about somewhere out in the orbit of Saturn, okay? So just relax. We'll be back. Let's see. Yeah, a bunch of space songs tonight. No particular pattern. I removed all the rockabilly ones and almost had nothing left. There are probably 685 rockabilly space songs, okay? Just so you know. Don't expect anything from me soon, all right? Anyway, but we do have a bunch of oddities. We started with the Monks from, and they were Americans stationed in Germany in the 60s. That was called Blast Off. We heard Mr. Spaceman, Bird Song, not this time. That was the Holy Modal Rounders. Pepper Hellard and the New Hollywood Argyles. I what was wrong with the old Hollywood Argyles? I don't know. That was called They're Out There, and they are, you know. Jim Lowe, after that, Take Us to Your President. That crazy place in outer space was Annette. What do you mean, Annette who? Come on. Why does the sun shine? Well, because the sun is a mass of incandescent gas. That was They Might Be Giants. That came from one of those science record series. I can't remember who did it originally, but it's not important. Not important. It's just a snapshot in time, all right? Solar System from the Beach Boys. Out Here in Outer Space, the space rap, was Little Scrubs, I think. That's the best I could make out of that one. Skip Stanley, Planets. Oh, pesky planets. Mr. Comet was, of course, Whimsical Will Simpson, a good friend of Dr. Demento, and I think he does news on TV or radio or something out there in L.A. He's still doing it. What They Sing About on Mars was Sandy Stanton. Don't know anything. Dr. Steve Lyon, that was him. I think he had one album, and it went straight to the bottom with things like Deimos and Phobos. Beep, beep. Here comes a satellite, another thing from those science records. This was Dorothy Evans and Tom Glaser. They're the ones responsible for most of those. We heard from Chuck Jones and the Lynx, not the cartoon Chuck Jones, but the other one, or this one anyway. Sputnik Hit the Moon, Major Tom, covered there by the Space Lady. Space Lady, I believe, is from Seattle and wanders the woods or somewhere with her little Casio keyboard. And I keep in touch with her, sort of, and she's promised to get to Maine one of these days, okay? Operating Manual for Spaceship Earth from Donovan. If you got to go to another planet, know your spaceship, okay? It's like your car, right? Okay. Anyway, bunch of crap here from space. Let's keep going.
Up through the atmosphere, racing through the stratosphere, through the ionosphere, it's... I am Captain Idiot, the master of the sky. I wear a plastic helmet and patent leather boots. I never could find out exactly why. I am Captain Hideous, but you can call me Red.
I'm brilliant and I'm noble, I'm modest and I'm brave. My heart is solid gold, so is my head.
I'm a perfect hero, of virtue I am full. I'm always chasing villains, cause I think they're terrible. Bully, 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 big, brave Captain Hideous. I speed from place to place. Though it's safe to travel by rocket ship to Mars, I always go by taxi just in case. What an ace, Captain Hideous, king of outer space. Yes, cats, this time I'm on the Zorch interstellar space caper to Mars, hunting for my old nemesis, Mule Trader Ned, the used space schmazzle king. Bright young Captain Hideous, the wizard of the lab.
As well as scientific, I'm handsome and I'm strong, 190 pounds of solid flab. Dauntless Captain Hideous, the planets I explore. My ship is full of motors, thermometers, and wheels. I wish I could discover what they're for. I try to capture killers, but oh, it's quite a pull. They always want to kill me, which I think is terrible. Bully, 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 wreck. Less Captain Hideous meets danger face to face. But I'm so law-abiding, whenever there's a fight, I disappear and never leave a trace. What an ace, Captain Hideous, king of outer space.
Just like the land, the air, and sea. We have the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Space Force. Ah, my new national strategy could be
Space Force,
Space, Space, Space Force.
Space Force,
Space, Space,
Space
Force.
Space Force,
Space, Space,
Space
Force.
Space Force,
Space, Space,
Space,
Space Force. We're doing a tremendous amount of work in space. I said, maybe we need a new force. We'll call it the Space Force. And I was not really serious. And then I said, what a great idea. Tremendous. Tremendous.
Space Force.
Space. Space.
Space Force.
Space Force.
Space.
Space.
Space
Force.
Space Force.
Space.
Space.
Space
Force.
Space Force.
Space.
Space,
space,
space.
We say that you can use hairspray because hairspray is going to affect the ozone.
They say it. I say no way. My apartment is all sealed. You're telling me that affects the ozone layer.
I want to put a little spray.
Space Force,
space,
space,
space
force.
Space Force,
space,
space,
space
force.
Space Force,
space,
space.
Space
Force.
Space Force.
Space.
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 Space Force.
Destination 2165.
Well, it's 2165. Still be rocking and rolling. The beat wing and singing and band alive. Space suits there for strolling. Well, I want to tell you seriously. Just you could let it get away. And I know everybody knows rock and roll. Get set, understand.
Go set,
understand.
Go set.
We're on a flying belt with gas. So it's fine, I say.
Go set,
understand.
Go set.
We're on a rock and roll from birth to heaven, I say.
Go set,
understand.
Go fly, minus 1, 3, 2, 1. Lights off.
Rock and roll.
Lights off.
Rock and roll.
Blast off!
Save the jets!
Blast off!
All you space
fools! Blast off!
That's why I don't want to
laugh! Blast off!
Man, you've just begun!
Minus 3! Minus 2! Minus 1! Blast off!
Minus 1, minus 2, minus 1, minus off.
Just supposing that you and I had a rocket ship to fly through the sky, we'd head our dream boat straight for the stars on our way to Mars. Put your spacesuit on and let's elope. We'll make history in CinemaScope. Look out, beware of those flying cars on our way to Mars. At some space drive-in, we'll get our kicks and have a grilled cheese sandwich on the moon. Don't dare look at those meanest chicks, 'cause you make my palpitating heart go zoom, zoom, zoom. All the universe will glow so bright as we glide along and kiss the night. Hey, won't it be crazy just dodging stars on our way to Mars? At some space drive-in, we'll get our kicks and have a grilled cheese sandwich on the moon. Don't dare look at those Venus chicks, 'cause you make my palpitating heart go zoom, zoom, zoom. All the universe will glow so bright as we glide along and kiss in the night. Hey, won't it be crazy just dodging stars on our way to Mars? We jump by Jupiter, ride Saturn's rings, chase all the comets in the sky. We're off on our way to Mars.
Too bad, once you get used to it. We ought to have music like this at home. I mean, Earth, man. Hello, world! I wonder if them cats can hear me. If they can't, they'll never know that I'm the first cat on Mars. I don't know how I got here. I had a hit and a drag with a miss on a jag, and here I am. Hello, world! I wonder if them cats can hear me. When I woke up, there was little people all around me. One Mars chick stares me right in the face. No eyes, just stares.
You're a fool!
She had four ears and a snout, and man, I've been out, but this is ridiculous. Hello, world! I wonder if them cats can hear me. I didn't know the language, so I said, take me to your leader. Well, I guess that was the wrong thing to say, 'cause it went over like a chaperone at a record hop. So I split and hid, and I'm lucky I did, 'cause man, they're searching. Hello, world! I wonder if them cats can hear me. Man, I'll sure be glad when them crazy scientists finally get here. Like, man, I want to get down. When I get home, I ain't gonna be eating nothing but vitamin pills. I'm getting tired of this eating each other. Hello, world! Hello, world! Hello,
world! My baby's gone on a trip to the moon, and she won't be back too soon. She doesn't write me and I can't sleep. All I hear from her is, my baby's up in a rocket machine. Since she left, she ain't been seen. She doesn't call me and I can't sleep. All I hear from her is,
I wonder if it means I miss you, or maybe it means I want to kiss you. I'm hoping that it means I love you, and she's coming down to earth again. My baby's high in the stratosphere, I'm so low cause I'm down here. My love for her is gonna keep till she comes back and whispers. I'm hoping that it means I love you, and she's coming down to earth again. My baby's fooling around with a satellite, now you know that that ain't right. My love for her is gonna keep till she comes back and whispers. My baby's fooling around with some space cat, that chick don't know where she's at. She better come on down here to earth and groove. I ain't gonna move. I'll lay that sound on me, honey.
You know, there are a few of us who realize that there are other countries besides the U.S. and Russia and France and so on that are also in the race for space. Now, I imagine, for instance, that a few of us realize that Switzerland has entered the race. And it was just last month, as a matter of fact, that Switzerland launched its first astronaut, and he's our guest tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the first Swiss astronaut, Dag Herford. Mr. Herford, what are the qualifications for becoming a Swiss astronaut? How were you selected, I mean?
Well, I was number 37.
Number? 37. I don't understand that.
Well, I was in line in a meat market to be waiting on. And a guy came in, a Swiss guy, and he said, we're going to start a space program. So he took 30 through 37 in the line.
Well, that seems like a very strange way to do things.
Well, that's what I thought, too, you know. But 38 said, gee, go ahead, you know. All you got to lose, you place in line, you know.
Well, selecting at random like that, what kind of people did you get?
Well, we got some pretty good people, surprisingly. We got six guys, and we got an old lady who was returning a pot roast. And she worked out real well.
I understand your first rocket was much smaller than ours.
Oh, yes, yes. Our first rocket was just about a foot long.
Well, that was small.
Yes.
Was it a success?
Well, no. Unfortunately, when they went to launch it, it fell off the launching pad and hit a photographer in the knee. One of the guys ran out and stepped on it and crushed it right there. We were pretty happy that nobody was in it.
Yeah. Was that the only rocket you lost?
Pardon?
Was that the only rocket you lost?
Oh, no. We lost the next two, as a matter of fact. The scientist took him home on the weekend to work on him, and his dog buried him. Kind of out of luck there. We were real disappointed.
Could we get into manned space flights? What did you feel like, for example, getting into the rocket for the first time?
Well, you mean getting on the rocket.
You mean you get on the rocket?
Yeah.
It must have been kind of difficult, getting on the rocket.
Oh, you know it. Boy, I'm telling you, those first couple launchings were murdered. Then they finally filed those points off, see? You should have seen that old lady with the pot roast go up.
Have you had any successful launchings?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I was a participant in the first successful launching as far as speed was concerned.
Speed.
We went 17,000 miles an hour.
That's fabulous. How far did it go?
Well, unfortunately, we did lose out in the distance. It only went 38 feet.
17,000 miles an hour and only 38 feet?
Yeah, I barely had time to say, gee, what a nice view. And then we hit the laundromat.
The laundromat?
Yeah.
You must consider yourself pretty lucky.
Oh, I sure do. Boy, they could have given me a ticket, but they just gave me a warning.
Has this venture brought you any popularity?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, since we came here to the States, five of the astronauts and myself have participated in some commercials, so we've made a little extra money. All of us took the PEST test.
Well, tell me, just out of curiosity, after you did take the PEST test, did you have fewer cavities?
Well, I don't know about that, but four of us had to go to the hospital. Our arms stuck to our sides.
I don't understand. With PEST is a toothpaste.
Yeah, well, they should have told us that. We thought it was a deodorant.
Well, thanks for being with us, and good luck in your race for space.
Well, gee, don't thank me. Thank Tony's Meat Market. He's the one who's sponsoring this.
Among the stars, I'm innocent. He's a real corn man. Yeah, that's what I am. High up among the stars, high up among the stars, I'm in a super time machine, and I'm on the way to Mars. I am an astronaut, I am an astronaut, that is the way among the sea. I am an astronaut.
Hey, that's a flying saucer, and it's landing right here. Look!
There's someone getting out of it. Say, who is he?
He's a man from Mars on Earth to take a look. He can read your mind just like an open book. Yes! He's a man from Mars, and he's extremely clever. Brilliant but kind in every endeavor.
For instance, any dog can hear me loud and clear, and don't get too near me, or I'll disappear.
He's a man from Mars, and we've got news for you. Out among the stars, they're watching everything you do.
Now, do you have any questions?
Wow, I'll say. What are those things sticking out of your head?
Oh, these are my antennae. They're completely retractable, so no one can ever guess my identity. Except, of course, you.
Oh, don't worry about me. I can keep a secret.
I hope so, for your sake.
No one dares to compare on Mars or here.
And if you're not fair to me, I'll make you disappear.
He's a man from Mars, and we've got news for you. Out among the stars, they're watching everything you do.
I wish I was a spaceman, the fastest guy alive. I'd fly you round the universe in Fireball XL5. Way out in space together, conquerors of the sky. My heart would be a fireball, a fireball. Every time I gazed into your starry eyes. We take the path to Jupiter, and maybe very soon we cruise along the Milky Way and land upon the moon. To a wonderland of stardust, we'd zoom our way to Mars. My heart would be a fireball, a fireball, 'cause you would be my Venus of the stars. But though I'm not a spaceman, famous and renowned, I'm just a guy that's down to earth with both feet on the ground. It's all imagination, I'll never reach the skies. My heart is still a fireball, a fireball. Every time I gaze into your starry eyes, time I gaze into your starry eyes. Fireball, fireball. Every
this is the story of Satellite Dan. Who wanted to build his own space sedan. It didn't take long to set his plan, to buy spare parts to build the space sedan. Everything came by American Express.
papers were all on sale.
Now everybody calls him Satellite.
Oh, no. Didn't know what he had to face. Training was a must for the solo race. He ate turnip greens to keep him trim, plus vitamin pills for that extra vim. Early one morning you could hear a big sound. See the crowd gather round for a dance countdown. The Swiss was released at 0+1, and Ben was away on his first space run.
Oh, everybody calls me the Satellite.
Oh,
Newsflash!
The next voice you hear is that of a man in the moon.
Hey, you cats! What you doing up here?
Rented a rocket for a trip to the moon. Left Mother Earth with a roar and a zoom. Drifted through space. Finally we landed on the cheesy old place. There's nothing up here but craters and mountains. We walked through the air with our feet off the ground. We saw strange birds flying all around. A big green star holding the crown. Now the big strange birds flying round and round. Open the green door in the hole in the ground. Kicked us up and put us all inside with our feet hanging.
Up to 80,000 feet where the atmosphere and the stratosphere meet.
they cut us loose and we zoom away out. Broke the sound barrier, there's no doubt. Gave her the gun, heard the motors purr. Revved her up to 4,000 per. Off to my left, old Joe was a whizzin'. He's doing okay in that rocket of his. It was 2:30 when we left Nevada. Now passing below Denver, Colorado. I noticed I was falling a little behind, so I thought I'd make this old turtle unwind. This little baby is sweeter than sweet at 144,000 feet. Now this X-15 is a going thing. Got two little stubs, they call it a wing. Won't help much if your motor stalls. Hey, looky below, Niagara Falls. I kept going up on a 2-degree course. Old Joe kept coming, ain't riding no horse. I noticed my instruments making a commotion about the time we reached the Atlantic Ocean. Now along about here, supposed to turn them around and gather more speed as we angle them down. Something had happened, I heard a loud pop. Look out in time to see both motors stop. Now this little bit wasn't wrote in the script. When them jets went out, I nearly flipped. Cause when this dang thing starts to fall, it floats like a 2-ton cannonball. Wait just a minute, something wrong here. This thing ain't falling, going higher in the air. Faster and faster, the higher we go. How are we gonna get down? Man, I don't know. Well, we circled the Earth in 3 hours flat. Yes, I'm in orbit, no doubt about that. Here I sit, just circling in space. What's that? Don't ask me. I don't know who won the race.
Yeah. showdown, slow down, lost and found. Turn around the boys in the military shirts. I keep my eyes on the prize, on the long falling skies, and I don't let my friends get hurt. All you backroom schemers, power trip dreamers, never find something new to say. Cause you're the same old story, it's the same old pride, and you've got some heavy dues to pay. I'm the space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm the space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, so who says I don't play the hits, right? I always like that song a lot, so I figured I'd throw it in because why not? I may not get another chance. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyway, started out with a guy named Red Blanchard. He was a friend, I believe he was a friend of Nervous Norvis. I associate those two together somehow. That was Captain Hideous, the King of Outer Space, the Gregory Brothers, the theme song from the Space Force. Blast off there was the Tyrones and the Tyrone Trio. A lot of Tyrones there, I'll tell you. On Our Way to Mars was Eddie Robertson. We heard Horace Heller from 1959, Hello World. Beep Beep from Louis Jordan. Not Louis Jordan, I'm so sorry. Louis Prima, right, okay. Spaceship Lover was Paul St. John. We heard from Tim Conway and his partner Ernie Anderson. Before they both hit it big, Ernie Anderson, you will know better as Goulardi. Tim Conway needs no introduction. That was the Swiss Astronaut. They have two albums together. I Am an Astronaut was Ricky Wilde from 72. My Favorite Martian theme from the Satellite Singers. The theme also there from Fireball XL5. I Wish I Was a Spaceman. Satellite Dan from the Countdowns in 62. We heard from Taldo Kenyon and the Spacemen. That was the Big Green Door. And Johnny Bond, X-15, taking off on the Hot Rod Lincoln. Okay. And then, you know who that was, Steve Miller, right? Okay. Yeah, I never play the hits, but I figured I'd do that just that once. Forgive me. So I got a few more coming up. One's a surprise, but hang on for the other two, okay? So what can I tell you? I'll be back next week with I never know. I'm sorry. If I knew what it was, I wouldn't tell you anyway. But anyway, please have a good week and stay warm, all right? There's liable to be some cold fronts that may go down to 70, all right? So be careful. All right, goodbye.
And now stand by for adventure.
3, 2, 1.
In the exciting story of Ball of Fire, it was story time again, and little Squeak listened breathlessly as Scratch told how thousands of years ago he rescued a baby elephant with long brown hair that was hopelessly trapped in a deep snowdrift. But then Squeak laughed, for he had never heard of an elephant with long brown hair. Colonel Bleep, however, explained that Scratch could have actually rescued a baby mammoth, a prehistoric animal of the elephant family. These ancient animals had long trunks and great curved tusks, but unlike the elephants of today, mammoths were covered with long, shaggy hair to protect them from the cold. Long ago, these creatures roamed the frozen northlands until the frigid glaciers of the Great Ice Age caused them to disappear forever. But even today, explorers sometimes find the bodies of these creatures frozen in solid ice. Little Squeak wished to hear more about these fascinating fellows, but already Already it was bedtime for the puppet and time for Scratch to man the colonel's powerful radar scope, which scanned the heavens every hour of the day and night. Several hours later, through the radar scope, the caveman sighted a strange glowing object bearing down on the earth at tremendous speed. Scratch quickly recognized it to be a flaming meteor. There was no time to alert the sleeping Colonel Bleep, for only seconds remained before this giant meteor would smash the earth to smithereens. Scratch dashed to the Futomic time transport, snapped down the hatch, and was off with the speed of lightning. In a desperate attempt to intercept the onrushing object, straight for the flaming fireball he streaked, forcing it to a gradual halt by ramming it head-on. Again and again. With the time transport machine. The noise of the battle awakened Bleep, who rushed to the radar scope. In time to see Scratch stop the flaming meteor only a mile above the frozen mountains of northern Asia. For a moment, the fireball hung suspended in midair, its scorching heat melting the ice and snow on the ground below. With a mighty effort, Scratch drove his machine smack into the meteor, this time hurling it back into outer space. Our planet was saved. But now, poor Scratch was in even greater danger, for the force of the impact had sprung open the hatch of the transformer capsule, flinging the caveman through the air, to be snagged by the limb of a tree high on a cliff. Now at this dizzy height, Scratch dangled precariously over the deadly jagged rocks far below. Without delay, Colonel Bleep streaked off in the night to rescue his brave companion. But was there time? Already the tree branch was beginning to crack under the caveman's weight. Seconds later, Bleep arrived on the scene at the very instant the tree branch snapped. Down tumbled Scratch.
Help!
To certain death on the rocks below. The colonel was stunned. But then he noticed a strange-looking shadow moving down below where Scratch had fallen. Bleep could scarcely believe his eyes, for there stood a huge hairy mammoth, its curved tusks gleaming in the bright moonlight. And safely cradled in its powerful trunk was Scratch himself, safe and sound as ever. For as strange as it may seem, the thawing heat of the flaming meteor had freed this prehistoric monster from his icy prison. And stranger still, this particular mammoth was the very one Scratch had rescued from the snowdrift thousands of years ago. And now Jumbo, for that was the mammoth's name, had repaid the caveman by catching Scratch just in time to save his old friend from certain death. Yes, Scratch was saved. But what about Jumbo? It would certainly be lonely for the only living mammoth in the world. And so Bleep decided they must use the time transport machine to send Jumbo back into the past, to let him live again with his friends and family. But not before a quick stop at 00 Island, to let little Squeak see for himself that elephants with hair really exist. Or at least they did thousands of years ago.
Would you like to ride in my Rocket 69?
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
Well, would you like to ride in my Rocket 69?
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
With a sweet man like you, we could have such a wonderful time.
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
You'll have to hold tight, Bob, a while ago. To my speed.
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
Well, you'll have to hold tight, Bob, a while ago into my spin.
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
You'll love the new world I'm gonna take you in.
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
We'll take off for a star and
I can make you feel mighty fine.
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
When you take a little trip on a Rocket 69.
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
We'll zip it, we'll tip it
on the Rocket 69.
We'll rip it, we'll tip it
on the Rocket 69.
We'll flip it, we'll whip it
on the Rocket 69.
We'll ride and guide and be so satisfied. The trip will be fine in my Rocket 69.
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
We'll have a lovely afternoon. Kiss the world goodbye, and away we'll fly. Destination moon. We'll travel fast as a light till we're out of sight. The earth will be like a toy balloon. What a thrill you'll get riding on my jet. A destination moon. We'll go up, 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 up. Straight to the moon we two. High in the starry blue. I'll be out of this world with you. So away we'll steal in my space mobile. A supersonic, a honeymoon. Leave your cares below. Pull the switch, let's go. A destination moon. We'll be high in the starry blue. I'll be out of this world with you. So away we'll steal in my jet mobile. A supersonic, a honeymoon. Leave your cares below. Pull that switch, let's go. Destination. We're flying high up in the sky. Destination. Destination moon.